joined by Wayne Nelson now of L&M Commodities out of Newmarket, Indiana, to take a look at the marketplace. Good morning to you, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Todd.
Tomorrow, USDA at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time, 12 in the Eastern Time Zone, will update the world agricultural supply and demand estimates. The trade thinks they're going to come out just about what they did in what they were like in the month of November. How about you?
You know, I think they probably will. I think that on, you know, the feeling that we have a tremendous crop out west and that there could be a little bit of increase, you know, we might see a little bit of increase in the bean exports. We might see a little bit of decrease in the corn export numbers as to do something like that. But, you know, all in all, I don't think there's going to be a big change there. I think, you know, for the cattle guy, that we need to see the Senate pass the removal of the cool thing here and try to get these beef prices up for the tariffs.
Yeah, of course, earlier in the week, the WTO did manage to say it was okay for both Mexico and Canada to put on retaliatory tariffs based on the cool legislation that's in place. So we'll watch that really closely. Although it's clear that the ag industry isn't exactly happy that the cool legislation will go away, but they're thinking it's better than having retaliatory tariffs. It'll be an interesting one to watch. Since you're on the livestock side, they've had kind of a rough couple of days, but today's a turnaround Tuesday for them. What have you been watching for there?
Well, I think that basically along the way we've driven the prices on down. The show lists, you know, aren't moving until we get a little better price along the way, I think, for right now. And we're coming into the time period where, you know, there's a little more beef for Christmas than there is for Thanksgiving and trying to move some. But the idea that a third of our beef goes into Mexico and Canada that we export. So, you know, that is a very important market. But the feeder cattle seem to still be under some pressure today. And the guys are not, the cattle feeders are just, they're being a little more stubborn about putting cattle on feed unless the price comes down.
Let's return to the grains and the oil seeds. Did farmers take advantage last week of the uptick in the soybean market to move soybeans?
You know, they did to a degree, but they didn't do it in a big way. You know, as we come home Friday with a higher weekly close, a close above resistance, you know, and the trend change up, and with a lot of the chart people saying it looked for it should be a strong week this week, instead we come in and said the market's oversold or overbought, we sold some off along with the idea of the Argentine beans may be a lot more coming to market than probably will. But there were some. You know, it's an old gimmick by the commercials in the grain business to run it up. If you can't get them to buy it that way, you run it back down and they'll sell it when it comes back up again. So farmer movement was not that good.
Yeah, not that good. We did post an outside down day in the lead option January yesterday. You suggested that it's an old gimmick. Will we be back up on the top end of this market anytime soon, and meaning before the end of the year?
Well, I think, you know, part of that will be what the USDA says tomorrow, and the other part will be how Argentina and their government reacts after he's installed on Thursday, and see what that does do to the big picture as far as the soybeans go. There's a lot of people feeling that it won't be quite the rush and gush that in the market that is being anticipated by many.
Yeah, so just 5% of that tariff or taxes coming off of the soybeans. It's 35% going to 30%. Might there be more corn and other hard grains? I think they're going to zero, potentially on December the 10th.
Basically, yesterday we saw the bids, or the offers, I shouldn't say the bids, the offers, where they were coming in under the U.S. For export bids on corn from March on forward that way because of that feeling. So they're going to get back in there and be some hard competition sooner than what we'd like to see.
Anything you've been talking in particular to your clientele about this week?
Well, I think that, you know, we are going to want to watch because we do think there will be some farmer movement if we move back on up. I think we're going to somewhat stabilize in here for now, and we're waiting for a little bit of rally before we do anything.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate you taking the time with us.
Thanks, Todd.